test 63, section 3, question 10. Here we just want the conclusion of the argument. So we just have to find the main point. Usually it's not going to be the first sentence. It'll either be a second or later or a response. Or sorry, it's not going to be the last sentence. It will usually either be the first sentence or a response to it. And it says, many critics of consumerism insist that advertising persuades people that they need certain consumer goods when they merely desire them. So makes people think that they need it when they just want it. However, this accusation rests on a fuzzy distinction. Okay, so now this sounds like the author talking again. So it's saying critics say this, but it's a fuzzy distinction between wants and needs. In life, it is often impossible to determine whether something is merely desirable or whether it is essential to one's happiness. So it's saying you can't really tell the difference. So the conclusion of the argument is that the critics are relying on a fuzzy distinction that we can't necessarily tell. So, A, the claim that advertising persuades people that they need things that they merely want rests on a fuzzy distinction. Well, that sounds really good. That sounds almost exactly like what we said. So then, B, many critics insist that it attempts. The conclusion is not what the critics say, it's that the critics are relying on a fuzzy distinction. There's nothing wrong with advertising that tries to persuade things. It doesn't really say anything about the right or wrong of it. It's just whether or not their argument has a fuzzy distinction. See, many critics fail to realize that certain things are essential. It's not really about whether they do or don't realize that things are essential. And then critics of consumerism often use fuzzy distinctions. Problem there is often, we just know about this one case. And so A would definitely be our best response.